treading very close to a violation of the Meetings Act by not having it previously noted. Thank you once again.
Excuse me, I gotta go home and do the dishes.
Well, you better get home before your wife comes looking for you. Thank you.
Thank you, Governor.
Item 12, unfinished business, we have none. New business. Item 13A, proposed resolution number 07-17-1368, a resolution of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, providing for a change in the union wage and grade table and providing for an effective date.
Move to adopt resolution number 07-17-1368, which modifies the union's wage and grade table.
Second.
Been moved and second. Any discussion? Yes.
I just want to thank Assemblymember Gilbert. She brought to my attention on the resolution in paragraph 5 of the whereases, it had said non-union, so I fixed it, and so it says union now.
Go ahead, Steve.
The only thing I found kind of interesting is as I did a comparison, I had had a discussion with Police Chief McCloskey regarding the difficulties of finding officers to train and work in Wrangell. And he was bemoaning the lower wages that our police officers have, and I sort of blew it off. But then as I started to do a comparison, I see that our groundsman meter reader, who is an entry-level position, was an entry-level position, starts at a higher wage than our recruit for the police department. Maybe I read that wrong, but I was kind of amazed at that. And, given sort of that level of responsibility that we're asking someone to put their life on the line, and I appreciate that as a groundsman there is definitely things that they're doing that are dangerous, but I just found that interesting, and I didn't know if that was just because it was a parity issue with other communities and that's what police officers make, and maybe that's the case. But I did find that interesting, and it may warrant some review, because I know that the police department has had a great deal of difficulty recruiting for our lost officers.
Thank you for your comment. Patty.
And with the mayor's permission, I'd like to have our finance director come up and tell us the dollar amount, the yearly dollar amount for this change, and the funding source.
Emergency, 0.5 miles of Mobile Highway. So just to kind of clarify, so this is to approve the wage scale that was kind of part of the collective bargaining agreement that was previously approved at the last meeting. So this modification of the wage scale, as you're aware, takes the first six steps 1 through 6 of the previously 16-step scale, and does away with it. So therefore, the step 7 becomes the new, the old step 7 becomes the new step 1, in addition to adds 3 2% steps to the end of the wage scale. You'll have to forgive me, I don't have the spreadsheet in front of me at the moment, unless it's in the packet. Is this for the... So I guess if I can answer the question, sort of, the cost estimate to the city over 3 years, let me put it this way, the extra cost to the city for implementing the wage scale changes, in addition to the hourly wage increases that were previously referenced, and taking into account the additional savings that the borough should experience as a result of bargaining and employees paying a percentage of their health insurance, would come to approximately $46,000 per year in additional costs to the borough, net of those health insurance changes. So I don't have in front of me the gross additional cost associated only with this wage table change. I've got it on another spreadsheet, and I could get back to you with it. So that total figure that I gave you it takes into account other aspects of the bargaining agreement that was approved last meeting.
So we'll have to amend the budget.
That's
our
right.
budget, and
That's right.
that'll be coming to us. And there's no increase in property tax.
Any proposal to increase the mill rate for property tax would be kind of a separate thing. It's not normally done to correspondingly increase the mill rate associated with these changes, as far as I know. So having approved the collective bargaining agreement, which contained those provisions, and so now we're under contract to pay these things, would therefore come out of the bottom line of each of the departments in which there are bargaining employees working. So to kind of give you an example, I don't have it broken down by percentage, but if you wanted to quantify the 3-year additional cost of the borough of the changes that were as a result of the approved bargaining agreement, that 3-year cost is about $138,000 just for the union employees over 3 years. And of that $138,000, approximately $92,000 is in the general fund. That's as a result of the public works department, the garage department, and the worker that works at the pool. Next in line is the port and harbors at $56,000 of that. After that would be the electric department, about $54,000. Sorry, that's not looking right to me, but in any event, there's kind of a split cost between the general fund and then the five enterprise funds in which there are union workers. So there are, I think, 6 staff that work in the electric department, about 5 that work in the ports and harbors, I think 7 are in the general fund. And so those costs basically, and I think I've answered this question in previous meetings, so forgive me for not being prepared to answer it right now. Those costs are basically split among the enterprise funds and the general fund. So okay. That money would be coming from reserves,
right?
Unless that fund were planning on running an operating surplus for the year, which in this case I think only includes the port and harbors fund and the electric fund.
Okay.
Every other fund is planning on running a deficit this year because of capital expenditures.
Mr. Mayor, if I may, in addition to the impacts of this, there's also, as you know, a resolution to increase the non-union wage table on the agenda tonight, which will have financial implications. And there are a host of other things that are going to impact this year's budget as well that include revenues or lack thereof coming into the borough. And so there will be what I would consider an initial comprehensive revision to the budget coming to you via resolution in the near future that will take this, if you approve the non-union wage scale changes, including that and the other revenue sources that we talked about and whatever else Lee and I and other staff haven't yet contemplated. So that will be coming to you in the very near future.
Yeah, and I had the same question for the non-union wage scale, so.
And I'll be able to answer that if that question comes up again. The only other thing
tonight.
Yeah.
Okay.
The only other thing, I guess, if I may, those estimates are based on an assumption that nothing changes whatsoever with regard to employees choosing to include their spouse or their children on the insurance, and so that's probably not going to actually happen. And it's hard to estimate that without knowing what employees plan to do with regard to their coverage. It's been discussed previously that some employees may or do have alternative forms of insurance coverage, but because they didn't previously pay for it, there was no incentive to drop that coverage. So that can be taken into account, and it's hard to really know for certain what the exact budget effect will be without knowing what employees' plans are. So.
But definitely we'll have to dip into the reserves.
I expect that's the case in terms of the general fund as well as the water and sewer and sanitation funds, which I think this year are planning on spending at least as much money as they're projected to bring in revenue.
Wow. Okay.
Yes, Julie.
I just had a question on the kind of the revision of the steps. This was a little confusing to me as we were talking about it during negotiations, so I just want to clarify if I've got this right. The 3 additional steps that we added to the high end, The way it's described is three additional steps are added after the previous step 15, each of which represents a 2% increase over the preceding step. Does that mean that only those last three steps are an increment of 2%, or the whole thing was readjusted so it's 2% between each step now? Because I understood it used to be 3%.
Yeah, the previous 16-step scale, in this case, had 3% increases over the preceding step for the first 7 steps of the scale.
Mm.
And then for every step after that, they were 2% increases over the preceding step.
Okay.
So effectively, this change, by eliminating many of those 3% steps, makes the remainder of the pay, the wage and grade table, 2% steps over each preceding one. And in effect, increases step one, the old step one, relative to the new step one, by about 22 to 25%.
Okay.
So the starting wage, the minimum starting wage for each position on this wage scale is 22 to 25% higher than it used to be as a result of that change.
Okay. That's...
That doesn't necessarily impact what we're paying employees now, because most employees are on the upper end of the wage scale. Most of them have been for quite a while.
Okay.
Any further questions for Lee?
And I think I know the answer, but the hourly wage now is in compliance with the state hourly wage?
Our minimum hourly wage.
Yes,
the borough complies with the state law with regard to the minimum wage.
Okay.
So you might notice, if you look at the old wage scale, that step one of grade one, the very first step in the top left corner, probably started lower than what the current statutory minimum wage is. But if that were the case, no employee would make less than currently $9.80 per hour, which is the state minimum wage. And that'd be adjusted every time that the state adjusts.
Okay.
If I may add to that, that has been addressed in the wage scale that is attached to the resolution for the non-union.
Okay. Yeah.
And since, sorry, Mr. Mayor.
Go ahead.
So, since we drifted to non-union for a second, I'm assuming then the non-union step is also, we removed the first 7, and it just remains
six,
two.
Yeah.
First six, and it remains.
Let's wait till we
get
to that item.
Okay,
yeah.
Sounds good.
Any other questions for Lee on this agenda item? Thank you, Lee. Any further discussion? Follow up, please.
Assembly members Mitchell?
No.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Persanka?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13B, proposed resolution number 107-17-1369, a resolution of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, providing for the amendment of the job description for the Police Department's administrative assistant and providing for an effective date.
Move to adopt resolution number 07-17-1369, which amends the job description of the Police Department's administrative assistant.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? Poll, please.
Assembly members Gilbert?
Yes.
Persanka?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Mitchell?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13C, proposed resolution number 07-17-1370, a resolution of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, providing for the amendment of the job description for the electrical line foreman and providing for an effective date.
Move to adopt resolution number 07-17-1370, which amends the job description for the electrical line foreman.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? Poll vote, please.
Assembly members Persanka?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Mitchell?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13D, proposed resolution number 07-17-1371, a resolution of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, providing for a change in the non-union wage and grade table for the Police Department's administrative assistant and providing for an effective date.
Move to adopt resolution number 07-17-1371, which modifies the non-union's wage and grade table for the police administrative assistant position.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion?
Mayor. Again, thank you, Assemblymember Gilbert, who she actually brought to my attention there were a couple of grammatical errors and just some more explaining where this position would lay on the wage scale and also the range, which I added and you should have in front of you now.
Any further discussion, comments? Call vote, please.
Assembly members Rooney?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Mitchell?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Persanka?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13E, proposed resolution number 07-17-1372, a resolution of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, providing for a change in the non-union wage and grade table and providing for an effective date.
Move to adopt resolution number 07-17-1372, which modifies the non-union wage and grade table.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? Julie.
We have the finance director come on up for a few questions. So my question was if this is a typo, if you meant that you are only eliminating the first five steps instead of with the not or with the union, it's the first six steps.
It is not a typo.
Okay.
I've made typos before. Twice maybe, but that was not a typo. The reason that this proposal eliminates the first five steps has to do with the fact that the union and non-union wage scales previously were one step different from one another, in that the union wage scale was 16 steps, and the city employees that were not bargaining union employees, their wage scale was 15 steps. So at some point, I think there was probably a 16-step scale, but the decision was made to eliminate the first step of that 16-step scale so that there would be a 15-step scale. So effectively, if there were a union and a non-union employee in the same pay grade, step one for the union pay plan would have been previously one step lower than its equivalent in the non-union pay plan. This created some confusion, and because all the positions were sort of listed in each pay plan, even though it didn't pertain to some of those employees. So effectively, this would make the same kind of equivalent change such that there would be the same number of steps on each respective pay scale. In other words, the starting step for union and non-union employees, how else would I say this? Because the previous union pay plan had 16 steps and we eliminated the first six steps, the equivalent measure with the 15-step plan, which applied to the non-union employees, would be to omit the first five steps, such that each scale has 13 steps.
Yep. Thank you.
Yes.
And then the same question for the listening public, the dollar amount and the source of funding.
So the total dollar amount associated with this change for non-bargaining unit positions would be approximately $307,000 over 3 years. In other words, $102,000 per year. The vast majority of that cost would come from the general fund because almost all of the employees, with the exception of the harbor master and the electric superintendent, are in departments that are ultimately paid by the general fund. So I would say approximately 90% of the cost burden of this provision would come out of the general fund. And therefore, that by exclusively looking at this proposal without associating with any other measures that might be taken, recommendations that might be made, that would come out of general fund reserves, along with the other $450,000 or so that would also be coming out of general fund reserves, which was passed in the approved budget. The cost to the Ports and Harbors Fund would be approximately $6,000 a year because there's only one position affected by this change, and then a little bit less in terms of the effect of the electric fund.
So that's over $500,000 that we're going to dip into our reserves. Is that correct? Over 3, well, no. What did you say? 450,000 already? Yeah. And then plus another 150,000.
Would be
the 47,000 from the not the union,
right.
And then 100. So that's 600,000.
Yeah. I estimate that the total annual cost of both the bargaining, the collective bargaining agreement that was approved at the last meeting, and this resolution that's before you, would be approximately $150,000 borough-wide per year.
Okay.
For all of that together.
Okay. That's
in other words, about $445,000 over the next 2 years.
Okay.
Any further questions?
That's okay. So when we turn these things on, Lee, we are, you know, we're obligating the city to this amount of money for the next 3 years. We got a lot of uncertainty coming down the pipe. Explain to me what you envision the mechanism is, if, and what is your understanding with the union, if we have more costs or more revenue streams cut by the state or feds or whoever, aside from raising taxes, can we roll back wages? How does this work? Because we're obligating our community to a lot of money over the next 3 years. What's your understanding of the process? Can we talk to the union and get them to look at rollbacks, or is that something they would entertain?
Can't really speak for what they might be willing to entertain or not. However, I can say that there is a provision in the bargaining agreement.